Hey friends, I've had these for about 2 years now, and I wanted to do a video of the three good things and the three bad things about these teeth. One of those things, which you are all waiting to hear about, is cost. That'll be a little bit later in the video. First, we're going to start off with the bad, because we know that's what everybody wants to hear about. When they put these in, they're strong. See that? When they put these in, my brain didn't know what to do with them. It was like, what do you have in my mouth? Oh my gosh, get it out. My tongue was trying to push it out. You know, of course, they can't come out because, as you can see, they're put in there really nice. It was creating, whoever's had this done, y'all know, it was creating slobber, saliva, all that thing. It's trying to say, hey, this is a foreign object. Get it out of my mouth. The good thing about that part, about this bad thing, is it didn't take long for my brain to start recognizing these things. Do they actually end up feeling like the teeth that you were born with? Pretty much, because I don't even think about it. Are they different? Yes. But are they better than what I had before? Tremendously. So now I just go through my, after 2 years, I've just been going through my life. I've been keeping them maintained, brushing them, rinsing my mouth, that kind of stuff. And I don't even think that that they're not the teeth I was born with, because they don't come out. And as you can tell, they're strong and durable and very comfortable once you get used to them. So, and it don't take long at all. One of the first things that I loved about them is that before I had them done, I had teeth in my mouth, but most of them were broken, rotted out, for all kinds of different reasons. You know, we all have those stories along our journey in life. But the thing that I liked whenever I got these was before these, I was sick all the time. I'd go to the, wake up in the middle of the night, had horrible reflux and everything, and they thought, okay, what's going on with him? Went to several doctors trying to figure it all out. And, of course, you know, they figured there was a lot of stuff wrong with me, but they weren't expecting this. One doctor said, do you think it could be your teeth? And I said, I never thought about it. And they taught me that your teeth, especially whenever they're in bad shape, they're always, they're infected. They're releasing this stuff into your bloodstream constantly. And a buildup of that can cause you some horrible health issues. Along with, besides of, you know, being sick, it can also cause like 34% increase in heart issues with people who have bad teeth. So it's really, really important, not just for the way you look with a new smile, but for your health, for the long term, that you do something about your hygiene with your dental, because it affects your whole body, not just your mouth. Bad number two. You know, I get see a lot of this, a lot of this. I read a lot of it from people, and they're always concerned after they have their procedure about the gap. I'm going to show you all this. I'm very, very open about this. Here's my gap. See? So whenever I first had it done, my mouth was swollen, of course, because it's a major surgery. They put them in. And everything being swelled up, they fit pretty snug. And then as I healed, and your mouth heals extremely quick compared to other parts of your body. So as I healed, the swelling went down and everything, and it created a gap up here where the gum meets with the prosthesis. Nubian did such a great job that it doesn't show your the implant itself that's in the bone, but there was still a gap. And I was nervous. Here's what I was nervous about. Because it was so big that if I was going to eat stuff, that it would torque and put pressure and maybe break or crack or something, the teeth. And after all you've been through, that's not what you want. And that's, but your brain automatically goes there. So I totally understand that. But once the swelling went down and stuff, and it takes, you know, a few weeks, you go back in, they check everything, make sure the bones adhered to the implant part. And then you go back in at 4 months, because that would be a ample amount of time for your mouth to totally heal, all the swelling to go down, for them to look at you and make sure that what they did was a a work of art because their name is in your mouth now. So every time you smile, you represent Nuvia. As that swelling goes down, that gap becomes even larger. Don't be nervous about it. It's just part of it. Because when you go back in, I promise you, Nuvia is going to take care of that. They're going to go in, take new measurements, and they're going to make everything look pretty again. And they want it to look pretty because you represent them now. And as you can see, here we are, right there. There's still a gap, but that's so that you can clean between them and keep your mouth orally clean and stuff so that you don't have any other issues like we've had before, most of us have had our whole life. So that's what the gap's for. And the gap will start out pretty tight, then it'll get larger. Then they go in and they fix it. It ain't going to be totally tight because you got to clean between them. So keep that in mind. And don't worry about it. Don't overthink it. And another thing is I went to many different places. 7 to be exact. 7 over the course of a few years. Why? Because same reason y'all, some of us all have problems with making that commitment. Because we're afraid. Because we don't know. Because this is something people don't talk about. But you know what? I went to these places, and I asked them, I said, I want to know the breakdown. How's this going to work? And, of course, they give you a price, and then they start telling you what they're going to do. And one part of this is you're going to be in that chair, and the doctor that's going to be taking the teeth out of your mouth, which isn't an everyday occurrence. You know, this isn't something that's natural. He's going to give you a local anesthetic of some pills and a cocktail. So you're awake the whole time. I already have enough anxiety about going to the dentist as it was, that this was not what I wanted. They were okay with it. Ricky, not so much. While I'm sitting there, I could be listening to music or whatever, and they're doing their thing. You know, probably got their knee up on my chest. Just, you know what I'm talking about. Because that's what's going on in your mind, that's how it's going to be. I didn't want that. And that's probably why it took me several years and about 7 visits. I saw the Nuvia ad, and I said, that looks interesting. I called them while I was in the waiting room with the paper in front of me to sign to get this done. And I said, hey, y'all got any openings? And they're like, if you can be here by noon. They measured my mouth, took these cool x-rays of my whole skull, figured out that I had a brain in there and stuff. And the big important question came up. I know you're thinking that's price, but that's not what it is right this second. The important question was, am I going to be awake or am I going to be asleep? And they said, we knock you out. I was excited because I knew I wasn't going to feel a thing. I was going to be out of it, asleep, like not groggy. Not knowing what's going on, not hearing all those sounds, because y'all know what sounds y'all hate to hear when you're at the dentist. This is what sealed the deal right here. And the best thing about it was, not did they just have a prosthodontist and then a surgeon and all of the people that help them with the surgery, they had a dedicated anesthesia person that sat there and monitored me the whole time I was out. I know that can be a little worrisome for people. At Nuvia, you don't have to worry about that at all. They have that person, that their responsibility is making sure that part of your surgery is okay. Quality far outweighs, and my comfort far outweighs anything in price. So that's it was one of those things that I really thought it was a good thing. This is bad number 3, and it's like pulling teeth, if y'all know what I mean. Trying to get the cost out of some of these places that you visit. I visited, like I said before, 7 different places. Some of them more than once. And one thing that I found out was that I was looking at how long it was going to take. Some of them, it was like months and months and months and 10, 15 plus appointments. And whenever you're a busy person, you don't really have that kind of time. And then you're wondering what's going to cost you and how much more anxiety you're going to go through because of all the other extra things that they do to your mouth that doesn't really need to be done. But at Nuvia, they presented you with a cost guide. There was no runaround. Once you go in for your consultation and they look at everything, just like anybody going out to give a bid on putting a new pool in, they've got to see what they're going to do. So they have a cost guide, and the cost guide is pretty clear cut. I've actually included a link in it at the bottom of this that you can click on. You don't have to wonder anymore. And wondering, trust me, wondering how much this is going to cost is a big part of the battle. So the cost guide really turns that bad into a good. We're on number three. And on the number third good thing, we're going to end it on a good note, because that's how you should always do everything in your life. One of the big things that I loved about this was that all those places that I told you I went to, 15 different appointments, 7 different places I went, and it would be months and months and months before I actually got teeth in my mouth, you know, and which meant time. And when you're a busy person, sometimes time isn't one of those things you have. So I went back within 24 hours of the surgery. Remember, we talked about that earlier. And they put these in. And as you can see, how beautiful and well-crafted they are. Put those in my mouth, and I left. You know, and I was able to eat. That was one of the things that I liked. I didn't have to make several appointments or wait without teeth, because we've done that for way too long. So, and one of the things I wanted to do about making this video, you know, I wanted it to be where you were getting it from a person that's had this done. Not a sales guy, not a pitch from the doctor, but somebody that it's actually changed their life. Because in the big scheme of things, that's what it's all about. Changing your life. Whether it's your health, life, the way you think about yourself, your confidence, everything. And I can tell you that I'd went to places for other things. And I want to talk to the people that had it done. And so that's why I'm here today making this video, is because I want you to get it straight from somebody that's had it done, that's experienced it, that can tell you the good, the bad. And like you can tell, I'm not very shy. I'm going to open up my mouth just like I'd open up the door of my home, you know, to somebody. I'm going to open my mouth and I'm going to let you see.
If you enjoyed today's episode, consider giving us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thanks for listening.